It's Oscar season, and we don't want you to show up on the red carpet unprepared. That's why Pop Culture Happy Hour is here to help you sort through the nominees and separate the best from the rest. Check us out on Friday, and let us try to help you dominate your Oscar pool.
I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered, and here with Lindsay McKenna. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso, and we've never done this before. You've done New Music Friday with Robin, but here we are. You called it the Dream Team, maybe.
I think it's the dream team. I mean, time will tell. I certainly hope so.
What are you going to start me with?
What are we going to start with, Lindsay?
So I am bringing something to the table. I'm not quite sure if this is right in Bob's alley. I mean, it might be. Who knows? You know, should we just cue it up and see what happens? Should we...
Hit it. What is this? Wait a minute. Waking up next to you
every morning. Oh. Do you recognize that voice, Bob?
Oh, hi, guys. I think I gotta go.
This is our show now, Lindsay. Welcome to All Songs Considered. All Carly Rae Jepsen's considered.
Wow, this is how we do this.
This is it. Welcome to the show.
I feel like I just walked in, you know, in the department stores when you walk in and you walk into the department that has all of the perfume bottles and everything, and it's immaculate and everything's neat and all the mirrors, and it's, wow.
Carly Rae Jepsen is every single perfume at once.
Yes.
Exactly.
We agree.
That's what it feels like inside my head. I know we talk about what it feels like in Bob Boylan's head a lot on this show, but in my head, it's like that perfume alleyway.
And you guys are, to set the stage here, at NPR Music, there are different pods of people. You are the people pod that is effusive about Carly Rae Jepsen. This is a little snippet she put out as a tease. We're recording this on a Friday, the day after Valentine's Day. Maybe there's a whole song by next week. What do you think?
I certainly hope so.
I certainly hope so, too. We've only heard those 20 seconds.
And it's a tease for what? What's coming up?
We don't know what's coming up with Carly Rae, but we do know that that song was included in the trailer for Queer Eye Season 3 on Netflix. So that's how we got to hear those 20 seconds.
Yeah. Gotcha. Late last year, we got, you know, a single from Carly Rae Jepsen, Party for One, that maybe, who knows when that's coming on a release. We're obviously waiting with bated breath. That's just what we do in our pod.
Well, can we, you're in bated breath, can we clear the air and play something else? Give me a palate cleanser.
Do you want to hear a song about murderous fantasies?
That's different, yes.
All right.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I have for you a new song by Palehound called Killer.
I love Palehound.
Me too. Actually, the first Tiny Desk concert I ever saw in real life was her Tiny Desk concert. It was like my first week as an intern. So I feel like Palehound and I have a special bond.
Let's play it.
Thank you.
what?
I love how suave and spooky Ellen Kepner is in that song. It's so good. She said that it's a song that is quite frankly about the murderous fantasies I have about all of the people who have abused my friends and how they continue to live their lives unpunished. It's the kind of revenge I like to hear about.
Wow. That is deep. No word of an album, right? This is just a song that's out in the world.
Just a song out in the world. She put out an album in 2017, which I loved. So I hope that this means there's more good news on the way.
Fabulous. Lindsay McKenna.
I'm going to bring someone who has toured with Pale Hound, so a little bit of continuity there. This is an artist from Ontario. Her name is Linnea Siegelkow, but she goes by Ellis. That's E-L-L-I-S. Her initials, again, L-S. So Ellis, you get it. It's a little extended there.
That's smart.
Clever,
I like that.
Parents.
Clever. Clever.
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
I like this.
So let's give this a listen. It's called Something Blue.
I didn't know Ellis at all.
Yeah, so I can give you some backstory here. So last November, Ellis released this EP called The Fuzz, and it's 6 tracks. It's just, it's lovely. There's, I mean, to me, that's the one way to describe it.
I know, I love that name.
It's perfect, right?
Yeah.
So she released The Fuzz, the 6-track EP that's, like, to me, that's pretty indicative, this song. Something Blue, however, this song is a new song. She's getting her EP re-released, physically released, by Fat Possum on March 22nd. So this is a new song, but it also feels really indicative of kind of what you're going to hear on The Fuzz if you haven't listened, which you ought to. There's a lot of, like, quietly reflective moments. There's, like, these dizzying, dreamy sounds like that that you just sort of want to sink into.
She's playing in at Austin and South by Southwest.
She is.
And we're getting ready for all our coverage of South by Southwest. Austin 100's coming soon.
Coming soon.
And our nightly dispatches where we, I don't know, we're up all day and get really giddy and find new music and talk about it is coming soon. So stay tuned for all that. I'm looking forward to all. Go See Alice.
Yeah, Go See Alice.
Perfect. I have fast things and slow things. I don't know about you guys, but we've been, other than Carly Rae, which I've forgotten about.
Oh, how dare you?
We don't forget about Carly Rae.
You keep the light burning. But I'll go with my one other slow tune. You know, we had Mountain Man recently at the Tiny Desk, and that was so, so beautiful.
So right? Beautiful.
One of the three singers in that beautiful, mostly vocal trio is Molly Sarley. And she's got a new single out. It's called Human. She recorded this record over the course of 3 years. She lived in a trailer around Big Sur. She went and recorded this music in a church in Woodstock, New York. It's actually a recording studio that was a church in Woodstock, New York. And there's a line in there in this song about God that just slays me. Listen for it.
All right.
And this is Molly Sarley, a song called Human.
Long, skinny legs and hose and his pants. I love the way he
I can't get that melody out of my head. And then there's that line, who hasn't talked to God like he's a man, and sometimes I talk to you that way. That kind of casualness that you might think of and when you talk to the greater powers.
Right.
It's, I don't know why that gives me chills, but it really does.
I love that melody too. I feel like it, there's a lot of peace in it, but it also is like moving forward with this like very gentle momentum.
But there's that familiarity. It just feels like something that it immediately feels intimate, that I'm right there and I get it.
Oh, good. There will be a record down the line. I don't know when. She's worked on it for years now. She's from Mountain Man. And
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
So imagine we sort of started the day, we woke up in the morning and we had these nice, gentle tunes. We're going to take a break and we're going to flip the switch.
All right. Our afternoon caffeine dose.
Exactly.
That's right. You all run out about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
You've caught us.
P.S. let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from State Farm, whose agents know that your car and home are more than just big purchases. They're a big part of your life. You put the time into making them your own. So now it's time to protect them with your own personal State Farm agent. Not only do they truly get you, but they'll be there for you when you need them. And with over 19,000 agents in neighborhoods across the U.S., there could be one just around the corner. More at statefarm.com or 1-800-STATE-FARM. State Farm, here to help life go right.
I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered, here with Lindsay McKenna. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso, and here's where I'm going to start by getting kind of brash and loud.
Yes, bring it on.
We're ready.
Do you guys know Sego, S-E-G-O, Sego, the band? Sego?
I don't think so.
No.
Another band that in South by Southwest really grabbed me. I'd heard a song, listening to my 1,500 or whatever songs before I go down there trying to find stuff. And they, lyrically, they are one of those bands that are gripping. They have a new album out coming in April 5th, called Sego Sucks.
I like that. I like that kind of confidence.
It was some hashtag someone put up and they grabbed it and ran with it.
You mean someone on the internet said something derogatory?
No.
That never happened.
Never.
This was a duo from Utah that went to L.A. and formed as a band in L.A. Two fellows named Spencer Peterson. You'll hear him singing and playing guitar. Thomas Carroll is a drummer. They've recently added Alyssa Davey on bass. Brandon McBride playing guitar, playing keys. So this is the first time they are a quartet. It's their second album. I'm going to play a song for you from Sego Sucks, because why not say that more than once?
Yep.
And the song is called Neon Me Out. Neon Me Out.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good. Time went and skipped the funeral. Bodies dilated beyond all things existential. Grocery bags sound mine, pouring water into one. Press my teeth against the glass, dusty eyes, suburban trash. Took my life for granted till I saw myself in pixels. All alone and lost in woods to take 1,000 pictures. Then you brought a camera, made my female friends are models now. I'm seeing Sophie posing nearly naked by the water. California, shrouded in success, can't wait to post a new persona. Day to day, refresh the page, life's okay, closet gay. Trash on turns and dignity turns, repressive and sequestered. Bless my soul, raise the angle, raise all imperfections. Covered up my childhood with the current bad obsession. Guess who's getting married? Me and Tina stunned the family. A love so insecure, we locked the door and lost the spare keys. crutch. Your opinions are a crutch. Your love, your hate, your sex, your drugs. Drugs. Your boyfriend is a crutch. Your boyfriend's boyfriend is a crutch. Clickbait, candidates, makeup. Give it up.
Needed every note. You like that?
Yeah. If you had asked me where I thought that band was from, I would not have said Utah, but I definitely would have said LA.
Well, that's where they're living now, so.
I totally get it.
Here's the thing that I'm stuck on. Yeah. All right. At the very beginning of that song, there's this line, all things existential. Bob, have you ever considered having like a emo spinoff of the show? Where we just consider, like, existential songs, because
from all songs considered, it's all things existential.
We're Lindsay and Marissa, your sad correspondents.
Well, you all, are, as a sad correspondents, you do the newsletter, the newly revived and alive newsletter.
That we do.
Yes.
Well, maybe you could do a little something asking if people think an existential podcast would be the thing to do.
We were thinking about turning the newsletter into an existential dispatch, but we decided against it. But we are actually wondering if anyone who listens to All Songs Considered might have questions for NPR Music or for All Songs. For example, how do you book Tiny Desk artists? Where do you find artists who you want to come to the Tiny Desk? What makes someone a good candidate to stand behind Bob's desk and make music? Or other questions that don't have to do with the desk. So if people do have questions that we could answer in the newsletter, you can email us. The email address is nprmusic@npr.org. Pretty straightforward.
Awesome. And the band we played is Sago.
All right.
Turn Me On, Neon Me Out is the song and the record that's coming out in April. It's called Sago Sucks. Where are you going to take us, Lindsay?
Sago Sucks. I mean, kind of hard to follow that, but let's head to Sweden. Let's do some
I love it.
I know. So we're going on a little trip. Let's do some Swedish shoegazy indie pop. This is West Coast.
West Cust?
Yes. So I feel like I should spell that just because, you know, I want people to know. Westkust. West Cust.
Huh. Here we go.
All right. To Sweden. All right, Cotton Skies.
Wow. That was a fun, wild ride.
Yes. So the thing that I love about it, it's got those anthemic guitars and it's got this kind of soaring quality. I really do feel like I'm in the clouds and I don't want to come down from that experience.
I love skies. You guys know that, right?
I know that.
Every day right around sunset, I pull the blinds up and stare out.
One of the things that the folks that work at NPR are occasionally treated to is Bob paging the building when there's an exceptional sky. And I feel like this is one of those, like, this is an exceptional sky right here.
Yeah, if that song were a sunset, it would be worthy of a Bob Boylan page to the entire building.
There you go. So these guys, for West Coast, it's been 4 years since their debut was released. It's called Last Forever. They're back. There's been some personnel changes. Three members left the band, but, you know, the band retains. And I love this quote from their vocalist just saying that, like, the friendship is really what's continued them along the way, that, you know, they're at the core, that friendship has been the driving force. She also, Julia Bernlin, also the vocalist and guitarist, said, "We wanted to make songs that just feel good to listen to." And God, is that a perfect MO for a band? That's it right there.
And is there an album?
Yes. Self-titled, sophomore follow-up. It's out March 1st on Run for Cover. So that's West Cust.
Your last choice, Marissa.
I also have a band of friends. Bob, do you know the band Empath?
I don't.
Lindsay, do you know them?
I do. Empath opened for Snail Mail
right
on this recent tour.
Oh, wait. I saw them.
Yes.
I've been dying to see them, I'm glad that at least someone in this room got to. They're from Philly. They put out a tape last year that I totally fell in love with. It's like this great combination of noisy and experimental and lo-fi, but also when the melodies like hit a perfect groove, they just totally lock into your brain. So this is a brand new song. It's called Soft Shape.
Smells.
How's that for your afternoon caffeine kick?
I don't know what's in the water in Philadelphia, but I'm going to drink some.
Me too. I got a message from intern Adelaide during the middle of that song. She said that she got very Karen O vibes from that, which I think is totally spot on.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming from Empath? Because that song's great.
It is great. There's a record coming out April 5th called Active Listening, Night on Earth.
Mm. I like. So I'm going to end the show with... Are you fans of Aldous Harding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Aldous made my number two record of 2017, and I'm so thrilled that she's back with a record that is unbelievable. First of all, we have a video online that's all Aldous. If you know, her personality is intense. Everything she does, nothing feels planned about it, but everything is done with care and intensity.
Right.
And so she has a new song coming out called Barrel and a video for that. And I actually had a conversation with her, so we'll put the conversation, we'll put the video together online so you can hear and watch that and know what I'm talking about her intensity. If you've never seen her, she's going to come back to the States. She's from New Zealand, now living these days in Cardiff in Wales.
My brother lives there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get her address.
Yeah, I'll make sure he keeps a lookout.
That's awesome. So the record that's coming out April 26th is called Designer, and the song that I have for you is called Barrel. Thank you. Come back again. Yes.
If you'll have us, I mean, here's the thing. We might bring more Carly Rae Jepsen. Mm.
Okay, so now you've just...
we'll also bring noisy cloud music. So it's a trade-off.
We have a lot to offer.
and I edit the show, so I could take out what I don't like and leave...
We respect an editor.
All songs considered minus the ones that get edited out.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I feel your love. I feel time is up. When I was a child, I never knew enough what that do to me. The wave of love is a transient hug. The water's the shell and or a hand arch out of the barrel. Look at all the peaches. How do you celebrate? You can't appear inside of nowhere. It's all with me. I hear a song from inside the maze, the very one you made. You shook at the ivory mantle. As a poet, I knew to be gentle. When you have a child, so begins the braiding, and in that braid you stay. Show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone.